And I said, well, you did. He says, that's my screening process to find out what people are really dedicated to. I asked him if they really want a job here. If I give them $1 million, would they do that job in their life? Because they wouldn't want to do that job. I don't want to hire them. I want somebody who really wants to do that job. I'm going to be gone. I can't manage you. I want to be able to be free and do your job. So this person stopped. He says, Dr. DeMartini, that was a really eye-opening question. And I can tell you right now, you're absolutely right. I'm not the person for this job. And I said, great. Thank you for being honest. He says, I really appreciate that question. You got me thinking. So you disappeared. 3 weeks later, he comes back into my office with a bag, a paper bag. He asks if he can see me. And I'm back in with adjusting patients and stuff. I come back. And he sits in my office, and I walk in there, and he says, hi. And I says, I remember you. And he says, Dr. DeMartini, I just want to say thank you. And I said, why? He said, because a few weeks ago I came here, and I told you I was kind of cocky, and I told you I wanted to take over this position as a manager. And you asked me a humbling question, made me realize that I wasn't doing really management in my life. And then you made me stop and think about what is it I really love to do, and why am I not living that life? And you know what? That night I went into business. I was sitting there for 3 months, haven't had a job for 3 months, and I realized I could go on for months like that, and my heart really wasn't into it. My heart was really into making furniture. And so what, Dr. DeMartini? I am in business. I got my first couch the other day. It was a $1,200 couch, and I know I'm going to build my business now. I'm going to build a furniture company. And I said, fantastic. He says, and I got a gift for you, because what you just did is set me free for my life. And I said, what's that? He says, when I was in your office and I was walking through the office, I noticed that in the exam rooms you didn't have a Kleenex holder. I said, that's right. I just have Kleenex sitting there. He says, well, I just thought it would be nice to have a professional Kleenex holder hanging on the wall that matched all the decor in the place, that matched the woodwork in your place. And so I custom designed them, and I'd like to put them in your office. And I said, absolutely. So he put these things, and on a hinge, you put the Kleenex box underneath it. It comes down. It matches all the other woodwork. So he was very astute, and he was noticing the colors. And because of his highest value as building furniture, he noticed things like that in my office. He's in business today doing what he loves to do. So there's always a way of doing something that inspires you that you can't wait to get up in the morning to go do and make a hell of a profit and have, in a sense, a heavenly state doing that. But you got to ask the quality questions. And an advisor is somebody who will assist you in that. And if they're not out there with knowing how to do that themselves, then get another advisor and keep getting advisors that keep, you want to keep mentoring, you know. When the student is ready, the teacher appears, and sometimes you go beyond the teacher, and it's time to get on a new teacher and keep expanding. And don't hold in a loyalty, well, because they've been with me for 20 years, that we're supposed to be there forever. Just keep going. If you've got a bigger vision, there's a lot of times when you get bigger visions than the people that you were once helping you. Allow yourself to keep growing. But you do want to have an advisor, because an advisor is going to ask you some questions about knowing yourself. The more you know yourself, and the more you know your understanding about business and finance, the less you're going to require so much of those types of mentors. But along the journey, you're going to want to step on the shoulders of giants in order to see greater horizons. And so you want to ask yourself, who are the giants that I could use as my mentors? I met a gentleman the other day going to San Diego who worked for a big company. He was managing a lot of billions of dollars, this guy. Very sharp guy. He may be my new mentor, one of my new mentors. I'm basically going to meet with him when I get back in Houston in June, and I'm going to sit and chat with him and see, pick his brain. I got about 1,000 questions that I pick him on, and I go through these questions and I ask him, you know, how much money do you manage? What do you do? What's your dreams? How do you handle people? What are your classical clients? You know, I ask him questions to find out if this is really what they're doing and why they're doing it, find out who these people are. I had a great conversation on the plane for an hour, but I felt like there's a lot more to ask him. In the process of doing that, I may find myself another mentor that can help me structure a foundation that I'm building and help in another level. In the process of doing it, I may go on to another mentor. But you want to have some sort of an advisor and mentor that keeps asking you questions and keeps pushing you. If you get past him, go on to the next one. But have somebody. It's just like this. If you have a company and you have a corporation that's making X number of dollars, the reason why companies build boards on top of it, somebody to make the CEO of the company accountable, is if you fill up your board with people that have $100 million companies and you got a $10 million company, it helps your $10 million company go to $100 million. Because of the vibration and resonation of the people that already have bigger visions and bigger vibrations and bigger outcomes and has already played in a bigger league in the financial world, it automatically helps your company go to that level. So if you want to take your company from a million to 10 or from 10 to 100 or from 100 to a $1 billion company or wherever to the next level, you want to associate with the next level person because you won't get beyond the level of the person if they don't have a vision beyond it. You can't get beyond the vision. So you want to associate with those people as an advisor to help you get beyond that vision. Beware of best friends telling you, there's an old saying that the money that has the least value circulates the most. You see pennies on the street, lots of those. Quarters occasionally, nickels even more. But you don't see $1,000 bills, or you don't even have them here. You don't see gold nuggets, $1 million gold nuggets sitting on the street somewhere. That which is the highest value circulates the least. That which is the least value circulates the most. Least value circulates the most. And so you want to associate with people that have value. If you wouldn't be willing to pay for their advice, that's probably not the person to get advice from. So make a note of that. If you're not willing to pay for their advice, it's probably not the person you'd willing, is not wise to get advice from. If you're willing to pay for it, that means you actually feel their value, their advice will be valuable. In other words, sitting down with, if you had the opportunity to sit down with Bill Gates for 1 hour and you could buy his hour for $10,000 or $100,000, there are people that do that, by the way. And they'll sit down with him for 1 hour, ask him two business questions that might make a company turn and make a huge change. From one question in 10 minutes, they may pay $100,000 for that 10-minute question. You get what you pay for in those. The more you pay, the more you get. There are three levels of building wealth. Three levels. There's saving, investing, and speculating. Saving, investing, and speculating. There are three levels of building wealth. Three levels. There's saving, investing, and speculating. Saving, investing, and speculating.